Polyarchy. In practice, procedural definitions are usually preferred in comparisons of democratic regimes. Indeed, the employment of substantive definitions of democracy has become very rare in contemporary scholarly debates, despite Dahl's insistence that process and substance cannot really be separated. The democratic process is not only essential to one of the most important of all political goods, the right of people to govern themselves, but is itself a rich bundle of substantive goods. Dahl, 1989, 175. It is perhaps for this reason that Dahl prefers not to refer to democracies when addressing real-world cases, since that rich bundle of substantive goods is not always on offer, but instead to polyarchies. Dahl, 1971, 8. Which he then goes on to define in primarily procedural terms. With Dahl, however, in contrast to Schumpeter, the procedural definition is maximalist rather than minimalist, that is, polyarchies are defined by more than simply an electoral process, but also by a more or less inclusive citizenship, and by the right of these citizens to oppose and vote out their governing officials. The definition of polyarchy goes beyond the free competition for the free vote.